Chapter 1. Quiz with 6 questions.
Question 1. Many people attend food protection classes because A. They are required by their employer to become knowledgeable in the prevention of foodborne illness. B. They are required by the local board of health to become knowledgeable in the prevention of foodborne illness. C. They have nothing better to do on their day off. D. Both A and B. The answer is D. Both A and B. Many people attend food protection classes because they are required by their employer to become knowledgeable in the prevention of foodborne illness, and they are required by the local board of health to become knowledgeable in the prevention of foodborne illness. Question 2. Consequences of a foodborne illness could result in A. Customers becoming violently ill and possibly dying. B. Lawsuits. C. Loss of business and harm to the establishment's reputation. D. All of the above. The answer is D. All of the above. Consequences of a foodborne illness could result in customers becoming violently ill and possibly dying, lawsuits, and loss of business and harm to the establishment's reputation. Question 3. What government agency is responsible for writing the food code? A. USDA, United States Department of Agriculture. B. FDA, Food and Drug Administration. C. CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. D. SSS, Food Safety and Inspection Services. The answer is D. FDA, Food and Drug Administration. The government agency is responsible for writing the food code FDA. Question 4. What is one of the primary roles of the PIC, person in charge? Ensure compliance with code requirements. B. Handle all customer complaints. C. Handle business finances. D. Hire all new food handlers. The answer is A. Ensure compliance with code requirements. The primary roles of the PIC is to ensure compliance with code requirements. Question 5. Which is noting an example of demonstration of knowledge? A. Understanding the relationship between time/temperature control of TCS food and foodborne illness. B. Being able to state required temperatures for holding, cooling, and reheating of TCS food. C. Being fluent in at least one other language than English. D. Being able to describe correct procedures for cleaning and sanitizing. The answer is C. Being fluent in at least one other language than English is not an example of demonstration of knowledge. Question 6. If an establishment does not have a designated PIC, person in charge, it could result in A. A foodborne illness outbreak. B. High food costs. C. A citation or violation from the health department. D. Both A and C. The answer is D. Both A and C. If an establishment does not have a designated PIC, person in charge, it could result in a foodborne illness outbreak or a citation or violation from the health department.